Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Deeper than ever. blessings. You're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing prosperity in challenging times, featuring the Mooney Twins. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. So how is everybody doing tonight? I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Hopefully, you guys saw that I posted some pics from the African Fest. It was awesome in Boston. So shout out to everybody who came through. And definitely we did our thing. We did our cultural thing. So if you'd like to see pics from that, definitely go to conversations, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You can definitely check us out over there. So our monthly yoga pose of this month is Marichi Asana 1, which is a great, great pose. The benefits of this pose is that it calms the brain, stretches the spine and the shoulders, and stimulates abdominal organs like the liver and kidneys. It helps to improve digestion as well. So it's a really great pose to add into your yoga sequence if you're already a practicing yogi, and it's a great pose to try even if you're not. So to find out more information about that, definitely go to conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com. We have a whole article up on there talking about how to get exactly into the pose and gives you further direction as far as applying the pose. So it's great, great, great stuff. All right, our weekly affirmation, which I feel is a little bit appropriate for today, is one of prosperity, seeing how it is the new moon, and I hope everybody got their affirmations out the way, posted it on the fan page. I was like, everybody get out there and do your affirmations. It is the new moon, so meaning it is a time to sow the seeds that you want to manifest for the month and the season. So definitely a great time to use your affirmations. All right, the affirmation that we have here, it's a little long, but it goes a little something like this. I am open to receiving the abundance that lies all around me. My perception is now changed to see the richness in all that I do have, which allows me to receive all that I need on my journey. I am surrounded and guided by angelic and ancient spirits that utilize me as a vessel to manifest wisdom. I am a glowing beacon of light filled with divine love and wisdom. My steps are aligned harmoniously with divine will, and financial prosperity comes easily to me. My mind and actions are wired to create movements of success, and all doubts, fears, and blockages are removed. I am breaking the generational curses of poverty, and I am gaining all that I need to become truly and unbreakably successful. I am prosperous and abundant in all ways. Ashe. And you can find this weekly affirmation and many more on our blog site, which is conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. So without further ado, let's get into the show. Peace. Are you guys on the line?
Yes, Daryl Moon is on the line. Dwayne will be coming in about 7 minutes, I guess, 323.
Hello?
He's at the 323 area code.
Oh, okay.
Coming in about 5 minutes. Can you
Hi.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can definitely hear you.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think we got our co-host on the line. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
How
I think
are
I'm
you?
A, I got
you
so
be
much,
warm.
I'm great. I got so much cash coming in. I'm going to change my name Mooney to Money.
Crazy. Definitely. I mean, it's an honor to have you on the show, definitely.
Thank you.
And it's a great topic that you really chose to address here, prosperity and challenging
times. You have an amazing voice, you know that?
Thank you. That's why I'm on the radio.
Yes. It's so feminine. It's so extremely feminine. And sexy without trying to be sexy. I think you're not trying to be sexy. You may be trying to be sexy. I don't know. So, what is sexy?
Okay.
Now, wait till she adds a little bass to it. When she adds a little bass to her voice, then you'll realize it's not.
Oh, another one over there. Okay. How many we got in here?
Yeah, this is my co-host.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Welcome. All right. She came in with that bass. I'm in balance now. Okay. Cool. Prosperity. Prosperity, man, ladies, and everybody who's listening, prosperity is vibration. Prosperity is a mindset. Prosperity is a state. Prosperity is a way of being. Okay, prosperity is not just money. It includes money, but it's also health. It's mental wellness, emotional wellness. It's treating people, relationship wellness. It's the on every level of living. Prosperity is abundance, a lot of best. But yes, it does include cash flow and getting rich. But getting rich, you define what rich means to you. Mm-hmm. Don't let others define it. You look at how others define it, but ultimately you define it yourself and what it means to you. And that's what allows you to click that DNA, that wealth DNA that's already within you. You're able to meet it by consciously creating wealth so you can enter who you truly are. Then you become one with yourself and you're moving on in harmony. But you have to protect yourself constantly from poverty thinking, from lack thinking. That's not only coming from you, but it's coming from you outside that you let get on the inside. And it comes through primarily religion. Poverty consciousness primarily comes through religion, politics, government, education, traditional education, and authority figures and media. Everything we look at as an authority, yet subconsciously we program and condition from our parents and people that we love that we're around. So we have to really define it for us. We're going to live on default instead of design.
Definitely. Well, I wanted to back it up just a little bit because I want everybody to, you know, I'm sure everybody is familiar with you all, but I just want you to, like, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself and let the listening audience know who you are. Because they, you know, black people, you got to let them know why you qualify to speak on this subject.
I let them know. Dale Cooney of the Mooney Twins, sons of comedian, legendary comedian Paul Cooney, who was Richard Pryor's writer, and he's a famous comedian with his own. He was the Negro Domus on the Dave Chappelle show. Okay, are his old ass sons, Daryl and Dwayne Mooney. Our father is the only person in show business who has children older than him. So we also do stand up comedy. We've been doing comedy since this 1979, but we also been lecturing community builders, wellness advocates. Successful right now, currently. We not only do comedy, but we are prosperity advocates on building wealth and people getting wealthy and rich and creating cash flow in their lives, because we believe that solves a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, is when you have great cash flow coming in. So we are the Mooney Twins, Daryl and Dwayne Mooney. A lot of people know us from a movie, classic movie, Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, made in 1979 with Doc Basketball film, where everybody's a Pisces His wife called the fish. So, Dr. J, us, we're on the basketball team. Our names are Kenny and Benny Ray. So, both from that. And they, some people may have seen us or what have you, or heard of internet radio or what have you. So, that's who we are. Anything else you want me to add, Tom?
Yeah, you definitely hit all the nails on the head.
Okay.
So we can continue speaking more about prosperity.
So we're famous. A lot of people know us, but we're famous. We were famous without fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's stressful.
Yeah.
So go on. I'm sorry. Hey, sir.
No, I'm just agreeing with you and listening.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. And the way you spoke about prosperity is very important and very key and imperative. Like you said, it's not only the cash flow that's coming in, but it does include that. And I think what happens is people don't see how their life is holistically connected. So if you're not healthy internally, if you're not healthy emotionally, if you're not healthy in healthy relationships, all these things can act as blockages to blocking your actual prosperity and your abundant flow. So you spoke briefly.
And the opposite of that too, Ty, because that's easy to say, right? Because we know that, and all. See, we in the self-development field and yoga and the affirmations and all the things that you're talking about, which are all great things, but we have affirmed ourselves and we have created ourselves into a mental image of greatness, but we can't truly live greatly until we're financially free. It's hard to be great and broke, if you know what I mean. That's like an oxymoron. I'm great, but I'm broke. Okay, well, show me your greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and we have to be able to turn that passion and purpose into profit. You see, and we got that, like I said, back to the affirmations and the yoga, because I'm with that. I've been doing that for years, and to really start focusing on prosperity, profit, and cash. So I had to read folks like Robert Kiyosaki, Harv Eker, some folks that was really talking about creating cash flow in your life, and had to educate myself about financial literacy. And before I go on, I don't want to interrupt you, but you had a question that you wanted to ask me.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to ask pretty much, how does our current programming make it hard for us to manifest the concept of prosperity?
How does our current programming do what?
Make it hard for us to manifest the concept of prosperity.
You said make it hard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Okay, so our current, I'm going to say this. When I say our, see, our, that's a general term saying everybody, right? So some of us, okay, we're in a universe, right? We're in a universe, and we're all on the same planet, but a lot of us live in different worlds, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you ever heard of the concept of dual universe, like there's a few universes going on at the same time, and those universes interact with each other, and then your job as a conscious person cannot allow the negativity of the interaction to turn your universe into their universe. Okay, if it's a negative, or anything that's trying to affect your personal universe, or your personal well-being, or your personal wellness, or personal prosperity, okay, or your personal economy. What does that mean? We have a programming going on that's going from government, media, and society that's saying we're in recession, we're in depression, no jobs, and then they give us stats, and they give us news and people losing their jobs to prove that, okay? And those images store into the conscious mind where we start believing what we see rather than seeing what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you follow me? Being the law of correspondence, what's on the inside will affect what's on the outside, and what's on the outside will affect what's on the inside. However, we forget And somewhere through our educational system, traditional, somewhere we weren't taught this simple wisdom of creating your own life on purpose and on your terms, that you always have a choice.
Definitely, definitely. Very, very true.
I mean, that is powerful. That is not a word. Choice. In fact, it should be the 11th commandment, thou shalt choose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you have to choose the life that you want to live. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you have the freedoms and you have the wherewithal to do it. Okay, there are some people on the planet for some reason don't have the all the whatever, they blind, crippled, crazy, they live in the poverty, but some people still do come up, so that's not an impossibility either. So you can make a choice, okay? So now, we choose, when I say dual universe, a lot of people love us living in different worlds, so we have the world in which we choose to live. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Are there people living in poverty?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Are there people in lavish wealth?
Yes.
Okay, now here we go. We always put the wealth on people, the evil rich, the capitalists, the ones who are manipulating us, the ones who are controlling us, the elite, the Illuminati, the this, the that, right? And everybody black with some money is with the Illuminati. Right.
Yes.
Oh, they Jay Z with the Illuminati. Oh, they doing Illuminati signs. Well, so and so with the Illuminati. So and so with the Illuminati. So, well, I'm ready to sign. They look like they having all the fun. They look like they got all the fine women. They look like they traveling around the world and having a ball. And I'm sure handsome men too. So what I'm saying, I want to be Illuminati too, because all illuminated means is bright.
Right.
Okay, feeling yourself light, okay? So we get a misconception about Illuminati, like Illuminati is separate from being light-filled. So now, choice. So the dual universe, you have a choice what world you want to live in. So now, how do I live in a prosperous world? How do I live in a poverty world? And then I have to think about what is heaven, what is hell? It's mental. Okay, prosperity is creating a heavenly life for yourself in any and all circumstances. Even if the circumstance around you is negative, don't let the negative impact you, but impact the negative and turn it around even if you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we do have, actually, your brother has just popped up on the line, so we're going to bring him on.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay,
cool.
You're on live with Conversations with the Queen.
Well, hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm well.
Good, good. It's great to be on the call. I hear Dwayne, I mean, excuse me, Daryl. He sounds so much like me. I think he's me.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful to have a twin on the same path.
Yeah, man, isn't it wonderful? And growing in it every day, constantly evolving into the prosperity ideal.
That's beautiful.
We do make that choice. And we're talking about a lot of things, so just give you an overview about basically it came down to how you make the choice. I said the 11th commandment should be thou shalt choose. You choose prosperity. Okay, and that's what I was going. I haven't really talked about financial literacy, financial IQ. I mentioned it, but I haven't really explored into it. How you
we can't hear you that well. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah. Or that kind of thing. That's my... or that kind of cash flow and those kind of things and the mechanisms and the vehicle to create wealth for you. So I haven't talked about any of that. I've just been talking about mindset and time to ask some questions. So.
Well, the mindset is always key, as you know, Daryl. If you don't have the mindset, nothing will work. We found that even in our business, when we teach people how to trade, when we teach them cash flow, the ones who don't make the money are the ones who don't have the mindset. And you have to believe it before you can see it. I mean, if you don't see it, then believe it. You have to believe it, then you see it. And you have to have a prosperity or prosperous mindset in order to understand that you can make 2% a day, profit 10% a day, 20% a day. In one trade, you make 100% what you put into the trade. People don't understand that. We're in a program now that is making us so much money, it's like shocking, but guess what? We were already ready, so it's like deja vu. It's deja vu when you have the
mentality.
That's the way it's supposed to happen. The money is supposed to be there for you. It's not no, oh, thank you, Jesus, when I get the money. It's thank you, Jesus, before I get the money. All of you pray to. Thank you,
Universal
Buddha or Krishna or anybody else.
Yeah,
so it's not a surprise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The money is there. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. No. I expected it. You're not surprised? I expected it. I'm mad that it took so long.
Okay.
It was supposed to come yesterday. I didn't want to wait till tomorrow. You know? So what I'm saying is
people are mad about get rich slow. Yeah.
Yeah, forget get rich slow. For what? People getting broke quick.
Yeah.
I want to get rich quick.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I think a lot of the issue comes in where we have these preconceived notions of how life is supposed to be imposed through the media and through just social mediums and all these different things that tell us, okay, you can't get rich quick, you can't do this, you can't be creative, you can't not go to school and be rich, you can't not have a law degree and not be rich, and be rich, you know what I mean? There's just so many social constructs that are out there to tell people to conform, and that's the only way you're going to ever make any money. And it also puts people in these cycles of non-creative thinking, non-prosperous thinking, and it also does its damage by putting people in cycles of debt. So,
well, let's talk about the avid hamster wheel. You know, if you do this, you do this, you'll get this if you do this. And
yeah.
Some people don't fit into that convention. So much of us are free thinkers, but the idea is it's like, okay, well, I don't want to do that, but then if I don't do that, I'm going to be broke. And it's like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm a child of the Most High, and the Most High told me that it's mine. So I don't know what you're talking about, but I ain't broke. So, you know, I agree with the mindset.
Well, yep. Both of you have said a lot. And Daryl, please, please, can you tell them about debt?
Well, I've been reading a book called The Prosperity Bible, written by Napoleon Hill.
Are they
and a few other
terrible?
People. Yeah. So the thing about it is the one thing that I've noticed in each chapter from each different author, they all say the same thing, is what you put into your mind is what will come forth. You have to be the one to say, okay, today I'm going to make XYZ amount of money by doing whatever. You have to have an idea. You can't just sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to make some money. Come to me now. Poof, and it's going to, you know, show up. I mean, you got to put some work into it. But at the same time, it's all about how you think. And if you say, listen, okay, I'm going to be prosperous in this. I already see my wealth coming. I already feel my wealth coming. You have to tell yourself because you have to put yourself in the way. Put it like that.
Definitely.
The waterfall is flowing. You got to put yourself in the way of the water flow. Not the water flow coming to you. You got to go to the water flow. So it's like you want that wealth, you got to put in some of that work. But the basis of it is you have to have the right mind frame to say, I'm going to receive these blessings.
Definitely, definitely. So I do believe you guys are about to say something. As far as
we want to understand the difference between good debt and bad debt. And a lot of us get emotionally attached to if we have bad debt. A lot of people don't. That's when you owe bills and collections are after you and people are calling you and bill collectors and you owe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. You owe so much thing, right? So you forget about your debt, but it builds and gets worse and worse, And then you look at the idea of good, that's bad. Look at good debt. Good debt is when you owe, however, the money that you borrow is making you money.
Exactly.
Okay, this is different between good debt and bad debt. And when we're in debt, we feel so bad and so messed up. Understand, America is a business, okay? And you look at USOBA as a business, a corporation, and you look at that corporation is in debt, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. So when the business director calls you up and says, you owe $20,000, they say, and you say, no, I ain't going to pay. They say, why? I say, because it's the American way. So what you do is focus on empowering yourself and getting out of debt for the reason of creating good debt where your money can work for you, harder for you, that rather than you offset. And then you incorporate. There's a whole financial literacy that comes from consciousness in order to protect yourself and in order to protect your wealth and to grow your wealth. But the good debt and the bad debt must be understood because that universal language that we say is that generality that says, oh, don't get in debt, that's false. You want to get in good debt because good debt can make you rich.
I wanted to add to that, and I want to get real clear. When people are in debt, you know, people jump off a building because they may be $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 in debt because they put their worth based on how much they're making. You have to really understand that you are abundant even when you're in debt. How do you get out of debt? You don't sit up there and try to pay every dollar back when you're in debt. The smartest thing to do is wait for it to get to collections because they have sold it to a collection person. So now you only have to, they sold it to them on pennies of the dollar. The company that you're in debt already rolled it off on their tax returns. So they made their money back. So they sell it to a collections agency on pennies on the dollar. Now the collection agency is harassing you and you fall for it, making you feel guilty. You just wait. If you wait 7 years, it'll be off your credit anyway. But if you decide to pay it, because you're stupid, excuse my friend. you decide to pay it, you can almost pay what you want to pay on it. I mean, if you owe $100,000, you'll probably end up paying $10,000. So you can't get caught up and put your self-worth based on how much you owe. So the best way to get out of debt is to start not trying to figure out how am I going to pay this debt. No, your job is to figure out how are you going to make more money. Because if you start making more money, it's easy to pay off your debt. If you bring up your money, if you're making an extra $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month, you can work out an arrangement to pay off that debt at $500 a month, $1,000 a month. But your job is to make more money. Then you take the stress off of you having to pay debt, and your self-worth is made in debt. You don't think Donald Trump and the big boys always go in debt? They understand, that may happen. They may lose everything, but since they have a million dollar mindset, they'll make that money right back in 2 years compared to a lottery winner.
Correct, Dwayne. Dwayne, that's absolutely correct. And when you talk about Trump, one of the misconceptions and myths about, remember years ago, Mr. Donald Trump went bankrupt? Okay, the actual financially illiterate person would have heard that meme, which is some kind of virus of programming coming through the media. Donald Trump went bankrupt, right? And what happened was one of his corporations went bankrupt. One of his corporations. He's got multitudes of corporations, okay, maybe hundreds. One goes bankrupt. Hey, so what? Opens up another corporation, gets a loan off that, and pays off the debt of the other one. So he's just playing with money and rebuilding his money. So he's like Dwayne said, he has a billionaire attitude. So his loss, he loses, he's going to make his money again, so-called losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really a game that you play. It's
right.
A game of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert Kiyosaki did the same thing, though. In fact, Robert Kiyosaki was being sued for millions of dollars. Not him, one of his corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
And all he did was bankrupt the corporation.
So sure
he does. He never has to pay that debt.
Pay back. Nope, you do not.
So that's the way the rich people play. And you gotta understand they play on another level, and anybody can play on that level is based on information, and is what you do with that information. In fact, you know, people always say information is power. Not if you don't do anything with it. Information may be power, but taking action on that information is empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we have to be, you know, the 60s are over, you know, power to the people. That's over. That didn't work. It's all about empowerment to the people, for the people. Empowerment for the people, because when you are empowered, you don't have to wait on a leader. You don't have to wait on Jesus. You don't have to wait on your government. You can do it yourself because you are informed and you're taking action on that information. And the best information to learn, of course, is after Prosperity Mindset, to read books like Napoleon Hill. But all, and of course, in the 1930s, you know he wrote a book for black folks.
Yes, he
okay.
did. He did.
And died trying to write it. That's how much stressful it is being black, or even thinking about writing for black folks in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Was dying of a heart attack during that time. Never finished the book. So Dennis Kimbrough, who Daryl and I were the first people to bring him out to Los Angeles, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich: A Black Choice.
Mm-hmm.
He finished it for black folks. So that's why you get that book now, which is a great book. Think and Grow Rich: A Black Choice. It's like all of Napoleon Hill's secrets in one book.
Mm-hmm.
So we suggest if you want a proper mindset, you know, you have prosperity, Bible mentality in there. You have Think and Grow Rich, some books that are out of print that Napoleon Hill did. But all that information is in that book. So get it. That book is worth $100 by itself. It's a wonderful book.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah, not only that, this new book, A Wealth Choice. Did you talk about that, Dwayne?
No, sir.
Okay, A Wealth Choice, his new book, is a very powerful book. In that book, he lets us know that there are over 30,000-plus black millionaires in America. 30,000-plus. And the reason why I say that, because we hear about the black who are in jail, who haven't graduated from high school, all these negative attributes for black people, but the idea that says 30,000-plus black millionaires in America, you mean to tell me we don't have the wherewithal to be in one of those, to be in that category, 30-plus? Man, we can be in that if there's, you mean 30,000 black folks are smart than us? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that, too.
For us. So financial IQ is very powerful. Robert Kiyosaki really endorses this. And Robert Kiyosaki, being an Asian American and who's married to a blonde-haired white woman, so they have two things in common. They're definitely empowering people of color, and they're also empowering women. So all of her books are based on empowering women. So any black person can just take away women and put black, or take away Asian and put black, and understand that he's talking to us. He really does critique on the government and how they are taking your money, and how schools are programming you to work for somebody or go to the military. That's why most millionaires and billionaires never graduate, because they're not indoctrinated with that programming that makes you want to work for somebody else.
Hold up. So say that one more again. Say that one more again, because I don't think they heard that one.
What did I just say a lot? Which one?
Say that one more again. Yes, they never graduate because they're not indoctrinated. Please reiterate that.
Yeah, they're not indoctrinated or programmed to work for somebody else. Do you know six months of learning how to trade, 6 months of learning how to internet market is better than going to a 4-year college? And dig this.
Sure is.
Do you know the information that they teach you in college, they're 50 years behind?
Mm-hmm.
50 years, but you're getting 50-year-old information, so by the time you graduate, why do you think the job that you was being trained for don't exist?
You ain't caught up.
Exactly. You ain't caught up.
You ain't caught up. So when you look at the internet, there is no recession on the internet. There is no depression on the internet. Billions and trillions of dollars are being shared every day at an unbelievable rate and growing on the internet. Internet marketing is like the wonder of the world, where compounding interest is the eighth. That is the internet marketing. Learn how the internet market, and you can market anything that you choose from any company, business. You can market yourself if you want to. So it's just a powerful, powerful, powerful thing to be able to do, to be able to internet market, because in the age of social networking, you want to know how to do it yourself. Yes, you can hire somebody to do it. You're going to pay them a lot of money, but it's so duplicatable. You can do it yourself and save a lot of money. In fact, learn how to do it so well where you create a business for yourself where I'm hiring you to market their stuff if you want. So it's just a powerful thing in today's day to learn how to market, because remember, you can market anything.
Anything.
That serious power.
Definitely. Well, we have hit the 48-minute mark on the live stream, and we do want to take this moment to pause and internet market ourselves. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products for sale, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even e-books and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com is securely processed through PayPal.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen of Fool Crew. 888-636-5222.
All right, we are back live discussing prosperity in challenging times with our two lovely guests, the Mooney Twins. I'd like to take a quick moment and just say that as we're speaking about prosperity, there is a great, great online class called Vision Class where we are learning manifestation techniques and how to hone in on our understanding our own prosperity and our own ability to manifest our dreams and vision. So it's a great, great online class hosted by a sister named Shira J, who we've had on the show before. And to check that out, you can visit youtube.com/visionclass or facebook.com/visionclass and get more information on it. It's an awesome course. I'm doing it right now myself, and we're talking about all of these things through Vision Class as well, about programming, reprogramming your mind, and all that lovely stuff. So definitely go and check us out on there as well, and I'll be featured speaking, I think, again, like, next week. So, yeah, definitely check it out. All right, so we're back on air live, and we definitely want to pick up where we left off. So let's go forward with the whole speech. Did you have any place you wanted
suffer,
to lay?
We suffer. Just want to repeat to folks that a lot of us suffer and or have suffered a financial disease that we call broke-itis, empty pocket syndrome, inflammation of the credit card, constipation of the bank account. You know how you put something in them on them? We're talking about constipation. So what we're saying to relieve ourselves of broke-itis, because it's learned. It passed down.
Yeah.
It's helpful. It's program, condition, all the things. At the same time, there have been some people who have been prosperous in our family. It's not in our families, in our circle. It's not in our circle. Somewhere we heard about it. So there's always something being prosperous no matter what. And they're usually doing something different than a person who's in poverty is doing. Now, a lot of people go back to post-traumatic slavery syndrome, which is a part of that. Okay, it's a part of that, but also within that is post-traumatic poverty syndrome. Okay, that's in there too. So it's a mindset, and awareness, and it's cellular memory, and all of that. So we have to really look at that pain and look at that pain of poverty when that comes up, because there's two sides. Transformation. There's the surrender side, and there's the conscious control side. And the conscious control side, I mean, where you replace the negativity with the positivity, with the affirmations, visualization, in boards, reprogramming, reconditioning, those kinds of things. What you speak, what the words that are coming out of your mouth, the thoughts that are coming into your head. Then you have that mindfulness aspect, that other side, where you're watching your thoughts and you're letting them pass and allowing them to dissolve, where you go into neutral space, because in that neutral space, that empty space is when you start reprogramming. I hope that makes sense. I know
that's an inner work,
but that inner work at some point has to take place, because even when you, if you get up on something when you start making money, so you got the lottery, you won the lottery, get inheritance, all of a sudden you got some big money somewhere, you got famous overnight real quick, much money you was coming at you, now all of a sudden you have access to excess, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you're not in your right mindset, you destroy yourself from it. But if you're in the right mindset, you can create an even more expansive life.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Prosperity is not only money, but prosperity is your mind, body, and how you treat people, and that your approach and perspective toward life, period.
Definitely.
Makes sense?
It's holistic.
Yes.
Definitely makes sense. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So we got I mean, we got mass. We're so educated in being. We've got PhDs, poor, hungry, and desperate. We got masters of being broke. We've got these degrees, man. Righteous teachers. A righteous teacher got to be poor. Good.
I know.
God. I mean, what's a rich righteous teacher?
Sorry. Yeah, go on, Wayne. I know you were there. What's so significant about what Daryl is talking about? Look, ladies, I don't know how much money you guys are making. I don't know if you on food stamps, on got EBT cards, collecting county. I don't even care because that's nothing but a check. If you can get it, get it. It's money. Look, hey.
Anyway, to come up.
The whole thing is you cannot have a county check welfare mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rich folks on welfare now, but they don't have the mentality. In fact, they created a card just for them that looked like a credit card. They call that the EBT card. So when somebody come up to you and you got your EBT card, you tell them, I don't have an EBT card. I got that EBIT card.
And it's not a debit card. It's an EBIT.
EBIT. No. So my point is, because you can come into a store with class and self-esteem now. You ain't got to pull out them million-dollar food stamps you got. You ain't got to pull them out no more. You just slip out of the car. Here you go. Like it's a black card. Here you go. Here you go. You can be so slick and cool. You can dress nice. You don't have to have your hair rollers all in your head. You have to be hollering out your children. You can have a suit and tie and give my epic card. Here you go. Groceries is groceries.
When you eat,
you can think. Okay? When you can think, you can be creative. When you can be creative, you can make things happen. So don't be thinking you low class when rich folks in million-dollar homes is getting them food stamps and getting that check.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make no qualms about it. They not embarrassed about it. They happy. They got families in one house, especially with Latinos and Asians, six and seven people in the house. Getting that money.
And
guess what they
EBT
own now? You hear me? All of them got EBT cards, and it all goes to the family, and it all goes to the mortgage. So don't be tripping, because everybody grubbing. You know how much food you can get with five EBIT cards?
Definitely. You can shop at Whole Foods
and then give out like 300
on
top of
EBIT
cards.
You hear me? Like she don't know. They give out like 300 like she don't know. I tell you exactly what they give out. Well, let me throw out some numbers. I know what they're giving out. My point is there's money down there for y'all who crying broke. Go out and get your money. And make sure when you go down there, you tell them that you mentally crazy. All you got to do is tell them the truth. Just tell the black experience and the Latino experience. And just tell them the truth. They say, you, this boy is crazy. He need a check.
Definitely.
And my point is like, you have fun in the Matrix. You don't let the Matrix get you. You get the Matrix. Because it's all a game. Prosperity is an attitude. You can be homeless and have a prosperity mentality. Guess what?
Make sure you clean your cardboard, Nate.
And the whole thing about that is
your cardboard box, wipe it down.
We was down doing the
event at a shelter, right? So there's all these homeless. So one guy had a little rug out there underneath his cardboard. Little rug, it was clean over there, and we actually stepped on his rug, and he got mad. Said, "Get off my property!" So wherever you are, there you are. There's your home. So that's an attitude. Prosperity, again, is an attitude. You just have to live abundantly and allow that abundant energy through you, because it is an energy. It is also a vibration that you're doing affirmations and your visualization of the best for you in life. That is your vibration. And use your physiology. People forget about their body language. Don't walk around like a poor person with your back bent over, nose looking down at the ground. Rich folks walk with their heads up high, happy and excited. Poor folks walk with their heads hanging down because they're looking for money. So we are saying,
I want to say to that, sir.
Yes, Dwayne.
With the homeless, to finish that up, that people, you know, look, a homeless person, if anybody's on this radio show and they're homeless, don't trip. This just means you know how to survive. There's a lot of people running around here homeless, especially in Los Angeles, and it's smart to be homeless in a warm climate, okay? There's nothing wrong with being homeless in Hawaii. You know, in L.A., the weather's good. But when you're homeless, this is the trick. If you're out there, if there's any homeless people on the call, if you panhandling and you ask me for money and you got a box that says, I work for food, and with your hand hanging out, I'm not going to give you nothing. If you're homeless, if you wipe my windows, if you want to carry my groceries to the car, if you got an entrepreneur spirit, I may help you out. I know some homeless folks that they'll be out there washing your windows, carry groceries to your car, and guess what? They pick up cans and turn them in. They recycle cans. They're making $20, $30, $40, $50 a day. You hear me? Some of them just decide that they don't want to pay no rent.
Hey, Dwayne.
They doing it. Yes, sir.
Dwayne, it's awesome. I heard some homeless folks, man, who are coming down and begging for money and going to their homes in Beverly Hills.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, that's some crazy. That's
yes.
crazy.
Right.
And that's
right.
Some folks in Vegas living underground. Underground.
That's true. Yes. They're
underground.
Did you see that story? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So people
I've
are living
that.
All kind of ways. That's why I said we all on the same planet,
no black
but we live in
there.
But we live in a different world.
Daryl, you don't see no black folks living on underground, though.
Overground is just as bad. You've been in the hood.
No, underground, Daryl. Black folks need their sun, man. You see them folks living underground just as pale?
Man, that's why they show you them movies and vampire movies.
Yeah.
Zombies
black
and vampires, man. If you ain't a zombie or a vampire, ain't cool.
That's right.
That's a new thing. They're trying to tell you blood suckers and folks walking around awake, but they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies.
Yeah. Sure.
So now that we know that it's a mindset, it's definitely something that we'll have to go inward and do some work to change within ourselves. So what are some of the most powerful things that we can do to change our perception of life?
Daryl, you shoot, because I got to get off the call.
Okay.
How long is the call?
We have 30 minutes left.
Okay. Well, the first thing you want to do, and you want to understand, anything that you do as far as building wealth, the psychology, you have to use affirmations, the transformational techniques that you have to use in order for prosperity for yourself, can also be the same techniques you can use with the shift of what it is that your intention is, but the same techniques basically for relationships, for prosperity, for athletic endeavors, for career, for just doing better in whatever you have to do in. They're all techniques, okay? So your approach to life, you have to know that you are an overcomer, meaning that you are born to overcome any challenge that comes in your life. And you've been blessed with dominion, meaning you can create your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to believe that. You can create your life on your terms. I don't know about doing the 60s. I don't know about doing the past. Yes, our people fought, and a lot of us didn't have the freedoms, and we fought for it, and we won certain and we want certain freedoms that a lot of us aren't even taking advantage of today. Okay, so now we won. Now we're in a new most over rights, prosperity rights, okay, because it's out there that the universe is abundant, and we know that there are trillions and trillions of dollars that people are manifesting, but it's not coming in our pockets. So what are they doing differently, and what are we doing differently? And we know all rich people, there's some good rich folks too,